Well, howdy guys, how are ya? I've actually watched Supergirl 2026. And this is what I thought of it. Of course, when I say I watched it, I fast-forwarded a lot of it, because it was absolute garbage. The total runtime, I think, is about an hour and 48 minutes. But 5 minutes was far too long for me. I just wanted to see for myself why it was getting such a bad rap. And in my opinion, it's absolutely dreadful. Now, the introduction of Krypto, which is Superdog. I'm a pretty old guy, and I remember Krypto, but he was only ever used with Superboy. But they've introduced the dog to try and bring in the younger people. It's cute. Maybe they can sell more merchandise. But to be honest, it's the best actor in the film. And it's CGI, I believe. And maybe somebody who made the film was actually involved in the first aeroplane film, which is hilarious. Because you get Supergirl, she usually has blonde hair, blue eyes, quite attractive, body proportionate, if you know what I mean, and the hair is usually quite flowing. And here's a line from the original aeroplane. No. That's exactly what they'd be expecting us to do. So they went the other way. They got another very attractive female, at least to me, and let's make her look like she's never washed her hair. Then give her an attitude as well. And the way the film looks. You know, as a young man, a boy, I used to remember reading Superman comics, Spider-Man comics, watching the cartoons. They were always bright, colourful. This film is dark, drab, and mostly all the colours are washed out of it. And then they put a screen over the top, just to kind of blur everything, giving it a blown-out sort of look. For me, it was not only depressing to watch, it was depressing to look at. What about the storyline, the script? Well, I've only just recently found out, apparently, that the scriptwriter was a female. And generally, I see females who write stuff, write it from their point of view, from female point of view. And maybe it's because the way things are nowadays, nobody's allowed to criticize a female. And she's already, the writer has drunk her own Kool-Aid. The storyline is god-awful. Probably would have been a better script if a 10-year-old had written it in summer holidays. It's corny. You kind of watch it and it doesn't actually flow. It's like they've shot these pieces, this piece, and put them all in a hat, and just picked them all one by one and stuck them together. Well, I've got to be honest, I didn't think it would be this bad. Well, of course, what makes it worse, the star of this film has made a couple of interviews, hasn't she? And she doesn't come across, to me anyway, as nice. She doesn't have any charisma at all. Well, here's another picture of Supergirl. This is the face they wanted for this poster or picture. Take a look at it. Look at the attitude. That's kind of like saying, what are you looking at? Isn't it? And I don't think that's acting. You'd think with all the money they spent on this, but all the supposedly experts, they get something right. But for me, they got nothing right. I was relieved when it was over. It's basically just a feminized girl boss movie with a big budget. Well, I'm sure glad I lived when I did. Because if they class this as entertainment that they want people to pay for, then they must really think their audience is stupid. I'm surprised it's made as much as it has. It's a bird! No, it's a plane! Nah, it's just a bunch of slop. You take it easy now, fellas. I'm going to try and delete the film that I've seen from my memory. But I'll be honest, it's going to take a lot of Peronis. Ciao.